Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Brittany alone.
So Travis Kelce has landed his first Hollywood gig. He's going to be hosting a game show.
Oh.
Yeah. He's going to be on a show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? It's going to be on Amazon's Prime Video.
I'll probably watch.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will, especially with the Taylor Swift connection. Like,
yeah.
There's a built-in fan base in actually in many ways.
Yeah.
NFL and this. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader will see Travis quizzing adults on sixth grade level topics for a $100,000 prize. Contestants will rely on assistance from a classroom filled with celebrities. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Especially if they've got really dumb celebrities.
But some celebrities are really smart. We just don't know it.
Right. I know. I'm hoping they
pick... Was it Cam? Was like a...
Cam was really smart. The singer.
Was like a Mike... biologist or something crazy, remember?
I don't recall. She went to Stanford, I know that.
Yeah.
She was in some sort of lab. Cam was one of the smarter celebrities we've ever run across.
Yeah.
Kelce, by the way, has already filmed 20 episodes of the show, so...
Wow.
Looks like he's already well on his way for that. When it comes to American Idol, I think you've been watching this season, right? Have you been watching this season?
I'm a couple weeks behind, but yeah.
Okay. Well, Katy Perry wants out of American Idol, you know.
Yep.
And she says that she knows the perfect person to fill her shoes at American Idol. It would be Jelly Roll. She thinks that would be a good fit.
I think it would be, too.
I think, personally, I think it's too early in his career. By the way,
might be.
By the way, I think Katy Perry would be happy with anybody filling her shoes.
Well, maybe.
She just wants off the show. But she says when Jelly Roll came on the show, she says he was crazy when he came on the show, but she was impressed by his industry knowledge. And she says what she's really looking for to take her spot is a truth teller, which is something that Jelly Roll probably is.
I think he might be a little too nice, though.
Really?
Like, I don't think he had to be like a Simon Cowell, but like, I don't know if he's ever going to tell anybody no.
Yeah. That's
like in the auditions phases?
Yeah, I would be bad about that,
too. So would I.
I'd be like, yeah.
I'd be like, that took a lot of guts. Go ahead. You're going to Hollywood.
Everybody's going to Hollywood.
Pretty much.
Caitlin Clark, of course, is... the top scorer ever in NCAA college basketball history. And now she's also broken a record for selling jerseys.
She's, I know.
Yes. Her WNBA jersey is the top selling draft pick across all sports in the history of the company. Her salary for playing professional basketball is going to be about $338,000 across 4 years. So $338,000 a year across 4 years. This is what I'm really getting at, okay? The average NBA player has an annual salary of $10 million.
So yeah, I think her first year is $76,000.
Oh, yeah, it might break down that way.
Yeah, it increases each year, yeah.
Yeah, but here's what really blew me away. The mascots of some of these NBA teams make a ton of money. The Denver Nuggets pay their mountain lion mascot, Rocky, $625,000 a year. The Atlanta Hawks.
They're the Nuggets, and their mascot is a mountain lion. It's not like a chicken nugget.
No, I think it's based on like gold nugget.
I know,
okay.
But still.
I mean, a chicken nugget would be
It should be the mountain lions if that's what their mascot is.
I think you're missing my point.
I am, but.
$625,000 a year to put on a costume and dance around. The Atlanta Hawks mascot brings in $600,000 a year.
Is their mascot a hawk?
I don't know. Yes, it's a hawk. Harry the Hawk. You're completely missing the point. All right. John Party. John Party. I'm still, yeah.
For okay. The record, Caitlin Clark deserves more money, but it's not. I also get it. It's not that simple.
I want to be a mascot.
Okay.
John Party is not his stage name. It's his actual name, which is a happy coincidence because he likes to party.
Yeah.
And I think he's overall a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, and he likes happy songs.
If it makes me happy, it's going to make the listener happy. That's why I feel. But I have to sing that happiness. I like being happy. I don't want you to come to my concert and bawl your eyes out, even though that's an awesome thing as an artist to do. But that's not, like, what I signed up for.
Yeah. So there. Birthdays today. Victoria Beckham, one of the Spice Girls. Do you know which one she was?
Posh.
Yes. Is she always going to be posh? Is that like a forever thing?
Pretty much. I think. I mean, I I think that she really embodied that. That's probably who she was before she was even a Spice Girl. So. Mm.
Some people call me Posh Dave.
I don't think anybody calls you that.
Did I say she's 49 today? She's 49 today. Jennifer Garner from a bunch of stuff, Alias and other things, is 52. And by the way, this is the most annoying thing in the world. And it's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Oh, what could be more wonderful? Coming to the Lima Allen County Fairgrounds is what I'm trying to say. The Great Pages Circus is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I love the circus.
Me too.
It's always fun. I've always wanted to ride around on the motorcycle in that giant cage ball thing.
Oh,
you
they're
know?
Gonna they have the Wheel of Death there.
Maybe they'll let me do something like
Maybe
that.
Maybe they will.
Yeah. So we've got a family four-pack of tickets to give away. We are going to play a game.
It's time to play What'd You Say?
What'd You Say? This is where Victoria has an apparatus she's going to put in her mouth. Is that the best way to put it?
Sure.
It's an apparatus, and it's going to make it difficult for you to speak. And you've got three words. They're all circus themes. The first person to guess correctly what you're saying, all three words, will win a four-pack of tickets to the Great Pages Circus happening this Friday and Saturday and Sunday at the Allen County Fairgrounds. Do I have all that right?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead and put that in your mouth. Stretching out your... You look goofy. You've got wonderful teeth, by the way. Okay, because that thing kind of hurts, right?
It doesn't really hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought we should still get right to it.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so what are your three words? 419-879-9292, by the way. If you can guess what three words Victoria is saying. She's having some trouble with the apparatus in her mouth.
Hang on.
Okay. Are you all right? No, that's supposed... There we go.
Okay.
All right. So what three words is Victoria saying? Circus theme.
Okay. Elephant. Penis.
What? No. Leave it in.
That did not sound like the word it's supposed to be.
No, okay. But still, it's a valid word.
And,
Okay. I don't know the words, by the way. The first one I get. But what? Say it again. Don't hold back. It's okay.
Elephant. Penis.
That is not okay. What? Nobody's going to know what that is. Wait, okay, all right. Let's go to the phones anyway. Okay, hi, what's your name? Okay. I'm having trouble understanding you as well, but what are the three words that she said, you think?
Elephant.
Yeah.
Peanuts and clown.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, thank goodness, because could have really gone badly.
Yeah. We need to try this game off the air first.
What is your name?
Sheila.
Sheila, okay. Well, Sheila, you've won yourself a four-pack of tickets to the Great Pages Circus happening this weekend at the Allen County Fairgrounds. You hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good because I did not know. Well, the second one I thought I knew, but I was wrong.
Yes. Yeah, you were.
I didn't see how that was circus-themed.
Peanuts? But,
no, peanuts I get.
Oh, the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
That's a bad time if that's what's going on. But the Great Pages Circus, check it out this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Allen County Fairgrounds. And we'll have more tickets to give away, I believe.
Yes, we will.
All right. 7:38. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up, I want to do a full house quiz and see how you do.
Oh, I think I'll do good at this.
You usually do pretty good at the quizzes, but we'll do a full house quiz and test Victoria's full house knowledge. All ahead on The Frog. You grew up, is it fair to say you grew up with Full House?
Yeah, I mean, I think I watched it more actually after it was done than at the time, but...
It came out a little after my time.
Yeah, you were probably never the target audience.
I was not the target audience. I never got the show. I never understood it at all, but you loved it. A lot of people love it.
Yeah.
So I figured we'd do a Full House quiz and see how you do.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to ace this. I think these questions look hard. Some of them. Not all of them. And they're multiple choice if you want multiple choice.
Okay.
Question number one. What is the name of the Full House family dog?
Comet.
Okay. I mean, that one I thought was pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right. This one I think is simple, too. What is the title of the Full House theme song?
Anywhere, Everywhere You Go or something like that?
Do you want the...
Sure, yeah.
Ain't No Pleasing You, My Head Is in the Clouds, My Leg Is in the Bin, which is stupid, and Everywhere You Look.
Everywhere You Look,
okay.
Yeah.
Question number three. What is DJ Tanner's full name?
Dorothy Jane Tanner.
Is that your final answer? Because that's
Fine. What is it?
It's Donna Jo Margaret.
Donna Jo. Yes, that's right, man. Okay,
that's okay. I'm not judging.
I don't really care.
Other people might be. What famous rock and roll legend once starred in an episode of this show?
You got to give me. I mean, the Beach Boys were on there.
Oh, they were always on there, and they're not one of the options.
Okay.
So, Elvis Presley, Little Richard, or
Little Richard.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, he must have needed the money. In the first season of Full House, what was Danny Turner's car called?
Walter. No, that's what he calls the second one. What's the first one?
I feel
one?
Like I'm letting you off the hook too much.
What? Okay, what? Well, give me the options.
Okay. Vin Diesel, Rolls Royce, Bullet, or Zeppo?
Bullet.
Okay. Question number six. Which two famous fashionista twins starred as Michelle in Full House? That's easy.
Yeah.
And what is it?
The Olsen twins.
Well, yeah. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Okay. What was Uncle Jesse's catchphrase?
There was capiche, but that's probably not it.
It actually was, this show is terrible.
That was the catchphrase?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want the options?
Yeah.
Not on your Nelly. Have mercy.
Have mercy, yes.
There
that's
we go.
Right.
Okay, my faith is restored. Question number 8 of 10. Where was Full House set?
San Francisco.
Yeah, okay. Number 9. What does Joey Gladstone do for a living?
He does voices. And, they get into marketing and advertising.
Can I give you the choices?
Sure.
News agent. I mean, you're not necessarily wrong. News agent, musician, stand-up comedian, sit-down comedian.
Oh, stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh. And final question. What was Full House originally going to be called?
I have no clue.
Okay. Do you want a choice anyway?
Sure.
House of Comics, House of Frasier, This Show is Terrible, or The All-New Adventures of Buffalo Springfield? Which, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Okay, House of Comics.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would have been a dumb show name.
Well, if the shoe fits. Anyway, thank you for participating, Victoria.
No problem.
It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. That's like just what happened now. That's like 4 minutes of my life that I can't get back.
That's true. Well, me too.
And everybody else.
Three big things.
Brought to you by Activate Allen County. The first big thing. So Nate Smith, of course, this is Nate Smith. Have you heard this song?
I love this song.
Bulletproof, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate Smith has come from absolutely nothing to being nominated for an ACM New Male Artist. He was in the Butte County campfire in Paradise, California in 2018. Most expensive wildfire ever in terms of losses. So
yeah.
he lost everything.
No.
Everything. Then he moved to Nashville, and obviously he's done quite well for himself. Let me find the clip from Nate Smith, as I accidentally deleted it.
Hope he finds success, because I really like his music. I like his voice, and you know, and now knowing like that he went through that too, it's like, oh, I hope he really makes it.
Me too. Here he is.
Coming from the campfire paradise to moving across Nashville and getting here with like nothing and having people come around me and champion me as an artist has been incredibly amazing. And I'm so grateful for all of you that have believed in me. This is a huge deal. This is a huge deal.
And by the way, the ACM Awards happening May 16th. So check those out. I think they're on Amazon Prime, but I forget.
Yes, they are.
Second big thing, the top negative words parents use with their kids. I feel bad for kids if they're getting these words a lot.
Okay.
Naughty, which I've been called naughty, but not as a kid.
You are so, oh my gosh.
Naughty, spoiled, lazy. I could see spoiled, but you got to be careful with all these words, I think.
Yeah.
Not that the kids have to have a perfectly sanitary life, but you don't want to use these a lot.
No.
Naughty, spoiled, lazy, selfish, and bad. I've been called a bad boy before as well.
Yeah. I think I've probably used all those words before.
Okay, good for you. You're going to get the Good Housekeeping Parent of the Year Award. Third big thing, today's National Banana Day. I didn't know this, that bananas were not in the U.S. at all until 1876. Nobody, so if you went up to somebody. What?
We don't even grow them in the U.S., do we?
Well, no, they don't grow them in the U.S., yeah. But they were brought into the U.S. for the centennial celebration going on.
You imagine how weird that would have been, like someone just handed you a banana, like what am I supposed to do with this?
That's what I'm saying. It'd be weird. They were in aluminum foil. Which is weird.
Were they already peeled?
I don't know. Oh. By the way, banana is the most purchased item in the produce department.
Yeah.
Which makes sense to me. All right, that's three big things. Brought to you by Activate Allen County. Somebody's done a survey and they've figured out what the most stressful time of the day is. Any idea?
Probably the morning.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I think we've probably talked about this before, and I think it's been different times with different studies.
Probably,
This one says just about now, 8:15 or so, is the most stressful time of the day for people. And I don't know if a lot of people start work at 9. Everybody I know starts work.
Because you're trying to drop off the kids, and people take too long in the drop-off line.
I mean, I totally agree. Kids play a big role in it. But I guess I would think that it would be more like 7:15 or, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's probably a national, like, average.
Yeah, it is a national average. But, yeah, kids make it difficult in the morning. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any stress in the morning, hardly ever. I usually have, like, the coffee maker ready to go, so I just have to hit a button, got coffee. That's about it. I'm out the door.
I usually get everything ready the night before because I know, like, I can, like, say, oh, I'll pack my lunch in the morning, and I won't.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but you know what I do if I want to bring food in, like from home?
Yeah.
I put my keys in the fridge.
Oh.
I know that's weird. But then every time I do that, it's inevitable. I'll be like, oh, where are my keys? Oh, they're in the fridge.
No, I just put an alarm on my phone with it labeled, like,
yeah,
grab lunch.
That makes sense, too. So, yeah, the most stressful time of day is 8:15. Half of us say they are often overwhelmed after getting out of bed. That's a bummer.
Oh.
That's not great.
Yeah.
If you're happier in bed and unconscious, then that's not great. Every second matters in the morning. Respondents say they lose around 20 minutes for morning trials and tribulations, which I'm assuming is mostly if you have kids, that would definitely be hard.
Or animals that don't participate, that don't, you
cooperate.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had that problem where our cat won't come in. We have an indoor-outdoor cat, and she won't come in, and we have to go find her or whatever.
Yeah.
Nearly half of us feel like we're busier now than ever before, which I think I feel that way now. I'm up there.
I think I go through spurts.
You know what's annoying to me? Like, you know I don't have a lot of friends. You're about the only one. But yet...
You do too.
But yet I get home every evening. It seems like lately, as soon as I get home, it's ding, 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 ding. All these texts come in. Work or something else.
Mr. You know. Popularity.
No, it's not like that. I'm not popular, but it's just like... Come on, I just got home. Like,
Yeah, well, you and I are big fans of send the email, not the text. Because email I can answer on my own time.
Right, but it's not even always work. Sometimes it's just other stuff going on. I don't know.
So would you say then, like, you're like, getting home time is more stressful for you than in the morning?
Sometimes it is, and it's supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
We got hard lives.
We do. It's mornings mornings with Dave and Victoria. Good luck with 8:15 in the morning because that's supposed to be the most stressful. And coming up, we've got tabloid trash. Katy Perry wants off of American Idol, and she's got somebody in mind to replace her. I think it's somebody that we all are familiar with, so I know that.
Yeah.
We'll tell you who that is. Plus, Travis Kelce has a new job. And John Party to talk about coming up in tabloid trash here on The Frog.
92.1, The Frog.